time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good afternoon if you're just tuning in. It's 2:18 Eastern Standard Time. Well, I've got some things to give away today. I've got Zoobeezy Bay. I've got a pair of tickets for that. I've got two pairs of tickets for the Open Air Safari over in Eastern Ohio. And that is really neat. That's where you get to see all these jungle animals. Kids would love that. Yeah, you drive a little ways to get there, but I've got two tickets to every winner, and I don't know how much the tickets would cost you, but, you know, they're not free, except when I give them away. Okay, and, you know, I've got some questions going here. How many guns are in a standard 21-gun salute? Now, I'm talking about a veterans ceremony in any of the cemeteries when the Legion comes out or the VFW to do the 21-gun salute. How many rifles are used in a 21-gun salute? Oh, here's somebody that knows. Okay, caller, go ahead.
How about seven?
Seven, let me look here. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is seven. Okay, is this Randy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, all right. Randy, would you like a prize today?
Yep, I'm due. I'll take the Zoobeezy Bay ticket.
Okay, all right. I've got them for you. Okay.
And today you're competing against that big senior expo out there at the Kingston.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Free food and all kinds of freebies.
Yes, ice cream and entertainment. And yep.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, Randy, we're open till 3 today or, you know, till noon the rest of the time.
All righty. Sounds good. Thanks, Charlie.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, Randy Hensel, all right. Let me write that down here. Okay, Zoobeezy Bay. Okay. Yeah, I forgot that, yeah. Let me see here. Today's the 31st of May, all right. And it's the 19th year, okay. All right, so, yeah, we've given away all of our Zoobeezy Bay tickets now and our zoo ticket. I've got the Wilds left. And a Bill Huntsman auto oil change for 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil. Okay, that's Huntsman Auto Service, located at 624 East Church. Okay, Bill's a good friend of mine. All right. Now, going back to our questions today, I thought for sure I would get an answer quickly on Name the Reservoir in Galleon. It's been there for, I think, before I was born, with the same name. Okay, what's the name of the reservoir where Galleon gets its water? It's located on the south side of Galleon, on right on Route 309 and 61 combined. What's the name of the reservoir in Galleon? Nice place. You can have a picnic there. Or you can fish there, too. And you can fish out here at the Tall Grass Trail, too, in the big pond. Okay, what else do I have to ask you today? Here might be an easier one. Every town had its roller skating rinks. Now, in Bucyrus, for years, we had a portable rink it would come and set up near the Sandusky River. And it had a tent with it and everything, and I can still hear the music in my mind. But then, finally, the Lutz people, W.A. Lutz, opened up a skating rink on, I think it was Jones Street in Bucyrus. There used to be a man from Marion that would come over almost every night. And boy, you talk about a good skater. That was him, and I can't remember his name. A lot of people knew him. But I guess my question now is what? Oh, yeah, every town had a skating rink. Now, Marion had how many skating rinks? We had the one out at the Bargain City, remember? What was that called? Crystal Lake, yeah, Crystal Lake Roller Rink. Okay, there was one other in Marion. Can you name that? You can, I'll, if you'd like an open-air safari pass, I've got that for you. Or if you just want to answer. The other, where Bargain City was the Crystal Lake Roller Arena. And remember, oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Can I do a doubleheader?
Well, go ahead.
The Reservoir, is that Amman?
Yes, Amman? Yes, you're right.
And then the Highway Roller Arena.
Yes, right.
Would you like by Garfield Park, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Would you like to go to the safari?
Oh, geez. I sold all my guns. I wouldn't be able to.
Oh, well. Yeah, hunt. I guess you can't shoot them anyhow, but.
No. Yeah. I just figured, hey, you can have those. I'm sure somebody else would really be able to utilize them.
Yeah.
So how about the third caller to call in gets those tickets to the wilds?
Yeah, well, I've got easy questions anyhow.
Really?
Yes.
Are they as easy as on Jeopardy?
Not quite as easy as those.
Wow, ooh. It looks like he's going to break that one record today.
Yeah, it looks like it, yes. Yeah.
So,
isn't that something? And a nice guy to boot. He's got a good personality.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You can't help but think, good heavens.
Yeah. Yeah, how can anyone
get all of this?
Yeah, how can anyone have that much knowledge stored away in their brain? Now, just think, when you look at a person's brain, if you could put it in front of you on a dish, what is it in that brain that stores all that intelligence? Is it the liquid? Or is it a gummy solution? And if you pulled some of that out, how could you find out what it held? You know, that's a big mystery.
A combination of chemistry and the material, the gray matter and all of that stuff that makes it work and everything fire. It's amazing, though. I mean, that's why they say that people only use, they're lucky if they use 10% of their brain.
That's right. But I've often wondered, what part of your brain stores all that information? Is it stored in a liquid or a semi-liquid? And how could you take some of that stuff and examine it and find out what it contains? Impossible.
Well, it's stored in various areas of the brain.
But
organs within the brain or parts of the brain.
But how do you know, unless you paralyze that part of your brain and you couldn't come up with answers, how would you know what part stores what?
Well, that's why they use, I believe it's MRI. You can see what's going on.
Well, they did an MRI on my brain.
Did they find it?
No. They they said, hey, you need a hearing aid.
Well, hey. Yeah.
But boy, I tell you, going through an MRI, that's an interesting thing. And I'm not claustrophobic or anything like that. You know, you slide in that little tunnel, and then they play all that weird sound.
Wow. Well, or you can listen to your choice of music for your listening pleasure while they do what they need to do. So
I can't remember if they asked me if I wanted music or not, but all I heard was clunk, clink, clank, things like that.
Yep. aren't you glad you don't have braces or any metal denture work?
Yeah, well, they checked that out right away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It would, it would be extremely excruciating.
It would. Now, what I'm wondering, and of course I could look all this up, it's not radiation, is it?
Like an X-ray. Electromagnetism.
Yeah.
I believe that's the MRI, magnetic resonant imaging.
Yes, right.
So, I don't know what the CAT scan, the PET scan.
I'd like to have a picture of my brain.
Well, ask him.
I guess I could get
you to picture this. I'd like to frame it.
Yeah, right.
Enter it into an art festival.
Yeah.
So, that would be interesting. Images of various people's brains.
Yes.
Whose brain is this? Whose brain is that?
Right.
Which reminds me, did you see PBS last night, Inside Einstein's Brain?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Oh, I should have.
They had two pieces on. One was about his general theory of relativity. And then the other one was Inside Einstein's Brain.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure it'll repeat. They repeat so often.
Right.
Did
they cut his brain out?
Did they what?
Did they save his brain?
I don't know. I actually, the one came on at, I think it was 8 to 9, and then the other one came on 10 to 11:30. And, I kind of nodded off and was awoken at around 4 o'clock by a bat fluttering around.
Yeah.
So,
easiest way to get rid of a bat, open your door and turn on the light.
Well, that's what I did, and I couldn't believe it. I thought I would have seen it fly out, but I came downstairs, turned on a light, didn't see it, so I turned on another one, went in and shut off the previous room's light, and opened the door to the patio and turned on the light, etc. So I'm hoping it's gone. I don't know if it's roosting in the house all day, but...
Well, you'll find out tonight.
Find out.
Yeah.
Well, you got a break coming up here in a moment or two.
Yes,
so
I do.
I'll let you go, and somebody call in and win some stuff.
All right. Take her easy. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, 2:29 is the time. Yes, we're going to break here shortly. And I just noticed I got a note on, let's see, I remember I mentioned my the veterinarian in Bucyrus, Dr. John Mahler, who passed away here yesterday, I think it was. And I just got notice about his funeral. It was at 11 o'clock, but I don't know whether it's going to be Monday or Tuesday. I'll have to find that out. Okay. Nice guy, though, really. And he worked so hard as a veterinarian. As, you know, veterinarian.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary. And I happen to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I won't, you know. So I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get... He said, ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here is Schickel Krieber. So I came out. I said, Reddy, I want to tell you something. Mr. Sullivan, it has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary. And there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on. Well, he got crazy.
He
heard that.
Oh.
After the show, he chased me. He said, you know, I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I ever had on this show. As you really believe that, you old as you're nuts, you know?
And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here, I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock during a commercial break, he started looking straight ahead, not really right at me. And then he suddenly begins sort of speaking aloud to no one and says, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Grace Kelly, the most promiscuous woman I've ever known.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 1210 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, and my next question is, and this should be an easy one. You're probably saying, Evers, that's so easy. Well, the question is, where do pickles come from? Where do pickles come from? Yeah, what's the origin of a pickle? Yeah, and I only have to give away yet. I got two tickets to the open air safari or an oil change of regular oil from Bill Huntsman. 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil. Okay, so my question is, what was it? That it was, yeah, where do pickles originate? Where do pickles originate? Or is that too hard? 7403-39944. The time is 2:34. Okay, and it's a beautiful day out there. Wow. What are you going to do the rest of the day? You going to have a picnic? Going out to eat? What are you going to do? Be nice to eat outside today. Go to a restaurant that has an outdoor setting, and there are some of those around. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Yeah. Okay, 7403-39944. You could cook some snails. Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? To find out the recipe for cooking snails, or escargot, as it's called. I wouldn't have any idea if you just take a live snail and put him in a container and heat him up. Oh, am I turning you off? Okay, let me see what else. Name that trail, that hiking trail that starts in the southern part of the country and goes for a long distance north. What's the name of that trail? Let me see what else. Oh, how long is the Olentangy River? How long is the Olentangy River? Now, I got the reservoir in Galleon, that's Amon Reservoir. Been there forever, and it's a nice, comfortable place. If you want to take your family, have a little picnic, or take your fishing pole and do some fishing. I don't know what kind of fish they probably have, the standard catfish, bluegill, whatever. And how many people have been fishing out here at Quarry Park? I have not heard a single soul mention catching fish out at Quarry Lake. Now, I know they put in those rainbow trout. Oh, and something else I saw on the internet. I couldn't believe it. On the internet a little while ago, well, before I went on the air today, I was looking at Facebook, and there was a whole array of morel mushrooms for sale. Oh, a whole. There must have been over 100 of them. And the price, $50. Yeah, I think they were from Delaware somewhere. Man, can you imagine? Why, most of us would walk to wherever it was and take our $50 and buy them. Oh, I can taste them now, and I haven't tasted a morel mushroom in 20 years or maybe 40 years. I don't know. Okay, let me see. What else do I have? I'm trying to see here what... See what else is new here on Facebook. I don't see anything. You have to kind of, you have to really be careful when you're looking at Facebook. make sure everything is correct. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. There was a story on here about somebody needing steel-toed shoes. And there's a place, I guess, there's a place in Marion, Goodwill or something, that you can inquire about things like that. Okay, so the big car show is in Marion tomorrow, and that means tomorrow's Saturday, June the 1st, and the downtown area will be filled with cars. Really interesting. Whenever there's a car show, like we have one in conjunction with the big fly-in at the airport every year, and people love to come and look at the older cars and see what it used to be like when you still had, your condenser and points and distributor cap? Do any of those older cars that are being driven today still have the condenser points and cap? Or have people converted that over to something else, to a modern deal for sending energy to your spark plugs? 238's the time. Is there a new spark plug on the market that is better than others? How about that, folks? You know, it used to be, we thought, you know, used to think a lot about what spark plug would we buy, and there used to be different spark plugs that's supposed to last a lifetime and this and that. Is there any big news in spark plugs today? There used to be a spark plug plant in Forest, Ohio. I think it's gone. I don't know where it went. Maybe China. But, okay. Now, there's a trail, a hiking trail, that starts in the southern part of the country and goes straight north. Well, not exactly straight north, but north on an angle. Okay. And let me see what else. Can you name it? Can you tell me how long the Olentangy River is? Or here's one. Well, yes, this is what I asked before. What is the origin of a pickle? Now, in Galleon, they have the Pickle Run Festival, and I guess I don't know when it is, but they have it scheduled for this year sometime. Pickle Run Festival. Now, the Pickle Run, as it traipses through Galleon, is actually the Olentangy River. Pickle, I think, but they call it Pickle Run. And they usually have pickles, whether they're not the real pickle or a decoration to give away or to buy. Okay, but what is the origin of a pickle? Where do pickles come from? Am I stumping? I can't believe I've stumped you on that one. 2:40 is the time. And you're listening to WWGH 107.1 in Marion, Ohio. Okay, how long's the Olentangy River? You can look that up on the internet, by the way. And let's see, we got the thermostat for your regulating the car's water temperature. What else do I have here? There's a place in Marion that manufactures something that is used probably in more ways, or not necessarily more ways, but is used one of the, well, let's see, how can I, it, well, I'll skip that question. That's Nucor Steel. That was my answer. The answer to that question, what does Nucor Steel produce? And one of the big things, of course, is rebar. Rebar is used all over the world. When I was overseas, I saw rebar, you know, that is the big thing. Rebar and cement and cement block and things like that, especially in warmer areas of the country where termites, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
What is the origin of an ox roast?
Okay, now that's an old-fashioned term for beef from a steer.
Really?
They don't roast oxes, you know. An ox used to be a working cow.
Mm-hmm.
And, they used to use cows like horses, I guess. And did they call them oxes? Works as hard as an ox? But an ox roast isn't an ox.
Okay.
That's one of those things that, we've talked about. Oh, we're going to have an ox roast today.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time somebody says...
You remember the fishing game up north?
Yes, they had them.
They always used to have an ox roast.
Yes.
It seems like, they had hundreds of people there and stuff.
Yes,
so.
Right. And so...
Yep.
And maybe someone would like to clue us in on why they're called ox roasts.
Yeah.
Because there's no ox involved. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
All right.
I'll stand by and listen and we'll find out.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Folks, clue us in. Why are they called ox roasts when there's no ox involved? O-X, ox. Now, generally, we referred to oxes years ago, them old great big cows that pulled the plows and did different things when you didn't have access to a draft horse. Yeah, cows did a lot of work. But I don't know how long that era lasted of cows, and did they call them oxes? Oh, there's another term, oxtail. What is an oxtail? Yeah, I can look that up here. I can Google it right while you're watching me here. I'll Google oxtail and see what we come up with. Okay, let me see here. O-X. O-X-T-A-I-L. Oh, here's oxtail soup, oxtail recipe, oxtail stew, oxtail soup Korean. Ooh. Well, let me see. What about oxtail? We'll find out right now. Are you ready? Oh, here's recipes for cooking Jamaican style. Okay, Angus beef oxtail. Okay, there you are. Does it come from a tail? Angus beef oxtail. $139.99 for 12 pieces? Unbelievable. Yeah, okay. Southern smothered oxtails. Oxtail. Oh, here we go. Now, oxtail is the culinary name for the tail of cattle. Oh, really? Formerly, it referred only
to... Hey, Scott, I bet you could not guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
Okay, we're back once again. Oxtail is the culinary name for the tail of cattle. Formerly, it referred only to the tail of a steer. An oxtail typically weighs 7 to 8 pounds and is skinned and cut into short lengths for sale. Oxtail is a gelatin-rich meat, which is usually slow-cooked as a stew or braised. Ah, now see, that's something both of us didn't know. Now there's also a Wikipedia explanation of an oxtail. Oh, it shows pictures. Yee. raw ox tail. Here's, yeah, it's a tail from a cattle. There's southern oxtail soup, and oxtail, occasionally spelled oxtail or ah, yeah, is a culinary name for the tail of cattle. Okay, it's a gelatin-rich meat. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Okay, oxtail. Well, now that leads me to want to find out, what do we call an ox? What's the definition of an ox? Well, we'll find that out right now. O-X. Okay. Now, let me see if it will come up here. Oxtail is defined. Oxtail soup. Ox animal. Oh, ox animal. That's it. Okay. Let me see here. Here we go. An ox. And the plural, that's more than one ox, is an oxen. Also known as a bullock. Bullock. B-U-L-L-O-C-K. That's in Australia and India. It's a bovine trained as a draft animal. Okay, so there you come, like the workhorse. Oxen are commonly castrated adult males. And when I lost my place there. And it makes the animals easier to control. Cows, adult females, or bulls, intact males, may also be used in some areas. Well, okay. Now, I'm sure if you went to the grocery store today and asked your local meat cutter for an oxtail, he'd look at you and call the funny squad. I don't know, maybe. Do they really sell oxtails anymore? I doubt it. But the oxtail, the oxes have horns, and they hitch them up. There's an ox yoke. Yeah. Isn't that something? How about that? Now you know all about oxes. Oxes are great big cows. They could be female cows or castrated male cows. And they're used in, like, India for working instead of horses. But then the oxtail is cut from these animals and weighs several pounds and has a lot of fat in it. That's the gelatin part, I'm sure. And so, but now there's a good point. If you, I challenge any of you to go into your local meat market. Well, what, do we have a local meat market? Other than, well, what, Kroger? And what else do we have, other markets that might sell meat? Ask for an oxtail and see what they say. Do I have your, have I piqued your curiosity? I hope so. So now we both know about oxtails. Okay, moving right along. How long is the Olentangy River? Now you can look that up. If you type in on a search, Olentangy River, you'll find out where it originates, and I can tell you that. It originates 2 miles east of Galleon, right near where Warren G. Harding was born. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, you can call out there. Why don't you call Kroger or Meijer and get the meat department and see if they do, see what kind of reaction you get.
Yeah. They probably think I was a prankster.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. Now, we've heard about oxtail soup and oxtail, you know, ox roast all of our lives.
You know what it tastes like?
No.
Well, according to this that I found, the meat has an appearance similar to prime beef and a smooth texture similar to beef or buffalo. The taste of musk ox surpasses that of domestic livestock, and when prepared correctly, it should not exceed a cooking temperature of medium rare. It melts in your mouth, bursting with flavor.
Oh, boy.
Who would have thought that something from that end of the animal would
that's
be
right.
so good?
Yeah, you can buy cow tongues. I don't know if they sell them anymore or not. You can cook.
I haven't seen them in a long time.
I had a tongue sandwich once.
Uh-huh.
And only once.
well, hey.
Because, you know, a tongue, like our own tongues, are kind of rough.
Mm-hmm.
Those taste buds.
Well, I heard that after the first bite, you've got it licked.
Well, that's about it, yeah. I'll never forget, I ate a tongue sandwich in the Bucyrus restaurant back in the 1940s.
Woo!
Okay, so an oxtail, though, boy, you'd have to be, I would I think, almost desperate to cook the tail off of a cow.
Well, you know, when you think about the neck of a turkey, a lot of meat on that neck, but it's hard to get to.
Well, that's right. You sure have to pick around a lot. My mother liked to eat the neck of the turkey. But mm-hmm. can you buy a turkey with a neck in it?
They're usually stuffed in them, you know.
Well, usually they put all the innards in a little sack inside the...
Yeah, the gizzards and all of that stuff, and then the neck is inside the cavity, too. So.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you...
Well, anyways,
yeah.
Let me get out of here. Okay. Come on, people. Call right. in, win something.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
All right. Yeah. Picking around the neck of a chicken or the neck of a turkey is almost like picking around the meat in a bluegill. How many of you fished in an earlier time of your life and caught bluegills and cooked them and had a terrible time eating around all the ribs? And there's another case. My mother just treasured bluegills. I caught hundreds of bluegills my time. I couldn't stand to pick around all those bones. But she did, and I bet there are other mothers out there that used to do that. If you're used to, surviving on minimum amounts of this or that, then you wouldn't mind picking around bluegills. There's another game fish, the northern pike or whatever they call it, Great Northerns. People in Canada, as I mentioned before, kind of throw them away because they're full of Y-shaped bones. Oh, all through the meat, these Y-shaped bones. And make it too much of a struggle to eat. But boy, not the walleye. Ooh, boy, walleye are so good. My. All right, well, let's see. Do I have any other questions today? We never did find out how long the Olentangy River is. I'll tell you right now. It is 97 miles in length. Now you say, well, how can that be? If it starts just east of Galien and goes straight south and ends up in the Delaware Reservoir, how can it be 97 miles long? Well, canoe down the Olentangy sometime and around all the bends and curves. Then you'll find out how those 97 miles come about. Now, I have canoed about a half of the distance or more of the Olentangy. And, of course, that's a real job because there are so many trees that fall in the river, and you have to pull your canoe up over the fallen trees or take it out of the water and hike around the fallen trees, things like that. It's just pretty hard to canoe down our rivers. But it could be so much fun. Now, when I went down Grave Creek, who would ever think of canoeing down Grave Creek? Well, it worked. Now, yeah. So, well, anyhow, it's 2:55 and a half. And what are you going to do this weekend? Are you going to the car show tomorrow? That's all through downtown Marion. Then at 5:30, if you bought the big $100 ticket, you'll be going to a dinner in the May Room there at the Palace or the Pavilion. And then at 7 o'clock, the entertainment show begins, and they've got entertainers galore. My goodness. Okay, so 2:56 right now. We're getting near the end of, not the end of time, but you might say the end of time. I've got two Wilds tickets left. And if you want to go to the Wilds over the weekend, if you do, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, we've given away Zumbezi Bay tickets and zoo tickets. We gave away all of them we had, but we still have the open-air safari passes yet. Okay. I'm looking here to... Oh, that's right. Pickles.
where do pickles come from? I forgot to tell you, didn't I? Oh, I can't believe now. You must know what the origin of a pickle. You surely know that. Just give me a call and let me know that you're out there. The origin of a pickle is what? And now some pickles are large. Oh, here, okay. Here we go.
Yeah, okay, pickle. Go ahead.
Charlie.
Yes.
Does pickle come from cucumbers?
Yes, pickle. Right. Yep.
Oh, and I'm growing cucumbers this year. I hope they come out.
Yeah, I love them things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like that was too expensive in the store at the time there, but I bought, you know, like a dollar or so just for one.
Yeah, isn't it something?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm sitting around because I used to have a friend over in Marl County, and she made the chunk pickles and everything, and I know where they came from.
Okay, yeah. I like it. Yeah. I like slicing pickles or cucumbers really thin and then mixing them with Italian dressing and a couple of...
I've never tried that.
Oh, that's good. That is really good. Yeah.
Yeah, because I love Italian dressing, too, so that probably worked out for me.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right,
okay,
then.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. Yes, your local pickle comes from a cucumber. And some cucumbers are large, some are small. Now, those little tiny pickles must come from tiny cucumbers. I guess there must be a breed of cucumbers that... Oh, here we go.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about the Appalachian Trail?
Yeah, the Appalachian Trail is correct, yeah.
Yeah, how about the Appalachian Trail?
Now, would you like safari passes?
Yeah, how about that?
That's the only thing I got left to give away.
Well, I don't think I'm eligible for anything, Charlie.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, at least you looked up the Appalachian Trail.
No, I knew it as soon as you said it, but I kept waiting for somebody else to guess
it. Yeah. Okay. Well, very good. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, the Appalachian Trail starts down in the south and goes clear up across the United States. And if you can walk that, oh, my goodness. Oh, here we go.
Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hello? Okay. Well, no answer from our caller. He's probably cutting up pickles right or cucumbers right now. and like our one caller said, this is the day that Kingston has their big doings.
Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, oxtail, yes.
Yes.
Meyer has oxtail on occasion, and they should have some next week.
No kidding, real oxtails.
That's right.
Well, doggone. Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, anybody's got a hankering for oxtail, and on occasion they do get in cow tongue.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Thanks.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Then got back into radio, and now I'm doing some syndicated shows for Ducks Unlimited and for the Toyota Motor Company.
You got a commercial in there, and you weren't authorized.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Madge, we got the first little portable recorder. Remember those? And I still got mine.
Put hers in front of the microphone to play it?
Yes, yes.
You brought it back from New York, didn't you?
I need a mic.
There you go.
Sometimes they worked and sometimes they didn't. And I got that thing to New York interviewing a Paris designer. And they said, well, you know, you can't work this anywhere up here. You have to go down to the basement where there is DC current. So I took Pauline Trichet. I took Pauline Trichet into the basement of this hotel to interview her there. And she is a second announcer as I ever saw it. I mean, a designer. She probably one of the best he's done. She just took to that very well. It worked for that one. Then I did some other one sometime while I was still there. It didn't work.
Madge Cooper. Madge Guthrie.
You won't be a millionaire, but it's the best job in the world.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address